He was part of the British sprint relay team who looked like they'd won a bronze medal at the World Athletics Championships in Moscow at the weekend, only to be told they'd been disqualified for an illegal baton change. Hopes dashed for the Dartford athlete Adam Jamili, who would have taken his first senior medal of his career. I feel really bad saying that, and he's sitting directly opposite me here. But according to those around him, this is the good bit, Adam. Here in the sports world, this is just a start of a future glory for Adam, who double Olympic champion Donovan Bailey has said has the mental toughness to win medals at the highest level. And I guess, Adam, good to have you with us. It is that mental toughness that keeps you going.
Yeah, thank you. Firstly, thank you for having me on. To have someone like him and to say those words about you, it's a great feeling, and it does give you a bit of a confidence boost going forward. Yeah, what happened with the relay, it was kind of gutting and kind of unfortunate because we thought we won the bronze and we did the lap of honour, did all the interviews, did the pictures, and we were in the medal room with the Jamaicans and the Americans having a joke, about to walk out into the podium, and literally just from nowhere a guy steps out in front of us and goes, "Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but you've been disqualified," and your heart just drops, and we just don't know what to do. You're speechless, and there was no words to describe how that feels, and to have it so close, but yeah, so far, but so close.
Because you go grabbing for that elation, don't you? That pride of what you're doing, and you go for it, and then you feel it, and you don't have a chance to say, actually, don't feel that now. You've just had it all. You've just felt it. You've just felt that you've all got it, and then suddenly you're hearing, no, actually, sorry, guys.
Yeah, it was upsetting. I think we worked very hard as a relay team this year and to try and gel and get the changes as slick as we could, because we know we haven't got four guys that can run under 10 like the Jamaicans and the Americans do. So we have to extend the changes and try and get ourselves competitive that way, and we did that. And just a shame when you take risks, sometimes they don't pay off.
200 metres, however.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. The 200 metres was great for me, I think. It was my first season trying the 200 metres, and the people were a bit wary and a bit like, oh, we think of him as a 100 metre runner. Even Usain Bolt in the cool room, he said to me, he was like, you know, this is a 200 metre cool room, right? the 100 was a few days ago. And I was like, yeah, just going to try it. And luckily for me, I ran a new PB, and I think the second quickest sprint of all time over the 200, so...
Well, I mean, yeah. In itself, just congratulations
for
that.
Thank you so much.
We've been following you on this programme, as you know, from just before the Olympics. You came into the studio and you chatted with me. Anyone who remembers the picture, by the way, that Adam and I did of me and my stance, and Adam's obviously, of the kind of running look, we just recreated that a year on.
Yeah, awesome.
And I told you while we were listening to something else that, you know, I've started sort of working out a bit and... I'm doing the bicycle at the moment, and you must have noticed a change.
Definitely looking a lot trimmer, a lot fitter, a lot more muscly, and yeah, it's looking good.
Yeah, that smile's getting bigger on you, isn't it? Yeah. How far can you go with this?
I'm looking to hopefully have a good career, have a nice injury free. Well, obviously, I'll hopefully be limited with my injuries, but hopefully
you have had some injuries.
I had surgery in April, beginning of April, which not a lot of people knew about. I spent 5 months out of the sport, so I was very lucky to be even have made the team and run how I did. So looking to hopefully not have that in my future, and just keep developing and one day be able to win titles and Olympic and World Championships.
A year ago, 2012, the Olympics, thinking of all that's happened since then and thinking of this constant work that you're doing and training, and the fact that you just told us, you know, that surgery that was going on, what's keeping you with your goal in mind? What's keeping you there?
Oh, to be, I think the main goal for any sprint is to be the quickest man on the planet at the moment. That's Usain Bolt. And every day you try and get closer and closer and maybe one day go past him. And just a lot keeps me motivated. I'm motivated, obviously, my friends and my family. I do it for them as well as myself. And I just enjoy it. It's hard work to train every day and then go to uni and train in the evening, and you do this every day, and it really is hard work. But the results, as you see, when you go to a champs and perform well like that and run a new PB and become one of the quickest men in Britain ever, it's not a bad consolation.
I'm always really pleased to see you, and I'm always so grateful that you come and join us on your Kent radio station.
Oh, I love it. Thank you for having me, really. It's really enjoyable.
Adam Jamili, thank you so much.